just outside the show arena here at the Edgar County Fair with WITY in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. I'm Brendan Easter, and today I have two people here with me. I have Jay and Danica to talk about their experiences showing and other care for their cattle. How are you two doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you for asking. And you, Danica?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. So I understand that you two both show cattle then?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it for 3 years now, but I showed pigs 6 years before, so I've kind of got a little bit of experience under my belt.
And so then you're nearing the end of your 4-H tenure. Is this ninth year?
Yeah, I got this year, and then next year will be my last year, so two more years.
And for you, Danica?
I've been showing 4-H cattle for 3 years, and this year I just started showing cattle nationally.
And how long have you been in 4-H then?
I've been in 4-H around 4 years.
Okay, so a little bit newer to the scene then, right? Talk me through some of the beginnings. Why did you get involved in 4-H, and why did you decide to start taking care of cattle?
I felt like 4-H was a great way to kind of show off some of our talents, you know, and make connections, you know, that will carry you through the future. I've been very grateful that I've gotten so many cool experiences through 4-H. It's taken me a long ways, from scholarships to college opportunities, and also just being able to do better myself as a showman. But I feel like 4-H has just helped me grow as an individual overall.
These experiences really do help shape a person and their future and who they are in the long run, almost always for the better. Everyone who I've talked to at all these fairs always has enjoyed their time in 4-H, loves what they do, and looks forward to every event that they partake in. And how did you get started, Danica?
I first got started with rabbits because my grandfather decided that he thinks it was going to be a great opportunity for me, and then I decided that cattle was a good calling for me, and I think it's great to see the youth come out and just work with all their animals and showcase all their abilities that they've been working with all year.
The fairs are always the highlights of your 4-H time, correct? Just kind of, it's what you work for, it's the moment that you work for, and being able to walk away with something always feels really nice. So what's some of the stuff you do either with your cattle or for other cattle then?
Well, we kind of have a process. It's like a routine, like every person does. You get your cows in, you feed them in the morning, get them all blown off. You start washing, you know, use soap, volumizer, and you just scrub them down, keep them clean, blow them out. And then after that, you just kind of tie them down and give them hay and let them chill out for the day and, you know, make sure they're watered and taken care of. That way they have a good experience like you do and they're taken care of.
Got to make sure they're in tip-top shape so when the judges look at them, they see all the best sides, right?
Yes, sir.
Danica, have you had any mishaps in preparing your cattle for a show?
Yeah, there's times where they're a little reckless and you just have to hold on and pray. And there's times where the hare's not cooperating and you just really got to work with it.
I can imagine having cattle, especially given their size, being a little restless or reckless, whatever. That can't be very fun to deal with because it's all out of your control. How are you going to calm that big thing down? Have you had anything happen like that live in a show?
No, just outside of the show ring.
And you, Jay?
We've had some experiences just with, you know, maybe something spooking them in the show ring, but, you know, the countless hours we put in working with these cattle, they're normally pretty tame, and, you know, they really enjoy their time with you as an individual, so, you know, you kind of form a bond, so you really know, like, what each other really doesn't like, so, I mean, you work together as a team, and you get things done.
So, do you just raise one each year, or have you raised the same cattle for multiple years, or how does that work?
So we raise purebred Herefords along with Danica, but every year, you know, cattle age out. You can only show them to a certain age, so we try to get fresh new faces in the barn, unless they're fall babies. But after that, we just try to go around and find the best quality we think is going to win and get the job done.
Can you share some of your accomplishments that you've had at fairs, walked away with some hardware perhaps?
Yeah, this year I got reserve showman at the Edgar County Open Show, and I've been in my showmanship heats multiple times, pulled out. And I've had my heifer be very successful in the ring this year.
Over the last couple of years, I've been fortunate enough to win Master Showmanship the last 2 years in a row, as well as Cattle Showmanship. That's one of the things I've always prided myself on is just, if you can't do well in the ring with your heifer in the show, you know, do good in showmanship. You know, show the judge all the work you put in and all the hard work and determination that's inside.
And all that hard work is now preparing you for perhaps a three-peat in showmanships this year, right?
Hopefully. We'll just have to see.
Hey, if it's worked so far, you clearly have something figured out, right? I think you got it.
Yeah. This year I got a heifer that's a little afraid of people, so she hasn't been out much, but hopefully we can kind of get that down this week and, you know, it's really cool to have all the community come out and walk through the barn. So, you know, just having that community around you also helps her kind of calm down a little bit. So maybe it'll do us all some favors.
Just at the end of the day, have to trust in your animal that she's going to do her best and whatever happens from there happens, right?
Exactly.
Danica, you said you also raise rabbits then, correct?
Yes.
Talk me through some of that stuff, because obviously raising a rabbit is vastly different from raising a cattle.
So we'll have a buck and a doe, and we'll have them mate, and they'll have babies, and we'll raise them to be friars for the 4-H fair, but we'll still keep our senior buck and senior doe. And you just have to make sure that you ensure that there's no gross on them, they're healthy and clean, and there's no matting. And it's just a very rewarding process to see them succeed in the show ring.
Do you think that some experiences from taking care of the rabbits carry over to the cow and vice versa, or are they two vastly different animals and each require their own set of skills?
No, they're two very vastly different animals. I agree that they both have hair that you have to take care of, but cattle is more time-consuming than what your rabbits will take.
Well, I'd at least guess that taking care of a rabbit, given it's you can probably pick them up with one hand, is a lot easier than a cattle you can't exactly wrap your arms around.
Yes, very much so.
And are you two showing off your animals anywhere else this year, or is Edgar County your last stop?
Yes, I just got back from Junior Nationals last weekend in Louisville, and later on we will be headed off to State Fair to show our cattle there too.
This will be the only show that we go to this year. We showed at the open show, and we'll be shown here at the 4-H Fair, but this will be it for us just because I'm moving into college. So.
Yep, it's that walk of life, right? Just as time goes on, different opportunities arise, and maybe you've got one more in you next year, right?
Yep. Hopefully we'll be back and going everywhere next year, but got to get settled in the college and kind of get some stuff started. So,
hey, man, one step of time in this walk that we call life. And you sound like you know exactly what you want to do, and I hope that all goes well for you. Thank you, you two, for your time. This was a very amazing and a very insightful conversation that we had.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
And be sure to stay tuned right here at WITY for continued coverage of the Edgar County Fair.